Walter Page had played a bass line, and I took that bass line, which is basic blues bass line, and I put some notes in between notes, which is the concept that I have of if I was a bass teacher to teach young people to play the bass jazz. There are certain beats in jazz that are strong, and the weaker beat should have the stronger note.
Like the 1 and 3.
Yeah. The weaker beat could have a stronger note, but the 2 and 4 is accented in jazz. So you could put a weaker note on the 2 and 4 because the accent is on the afterbeat. So the initial one has got to be a strong note, which is one of the three basic notes of the triad. This is in my concept of constructing a line so that harmonically I'm establishing the chord change, and at the same time I'm putting notes in between to lead into those other notes. You can use leading tones into the strong beats, which are not necessarily the basic notes in the chord. But that's my whole concept of constructing a line, so that I'm implying the harmonic changes of the composition. At the same time, I'm at liberty to create a melody of my own.